people living in the town of Garland are getting really used to this sound. No, it's not a jackhammer. That's a water pump. People like Tanya McKee are depending on them to save their yards and basements because of flooding. McKee just moved to her home in Garland last May. She says this is the first time the house has ever flooded.
They've never flooded here before, so we had to come in and put in a sump pump hole and drill out our foundation. And this has been running every 2 to 3 minutes nonstop since Sunday. So it just keeps coming. Everything's ruined, so we'll just get new, I guess, right? But probably not for a few months. I don't dare replace it yet. So hold out until first of summer or something.
It could be worse. Tasha Guthrie's sewer line keeps backing up because the connections all over town are inundating the waste treatment plant.
Okay, now I went to the Red Cross last night, and the Red Cross can't do anything for us because they're all volunteers, and basically they can't do nothing. Like, they can't help do anything. Because it's sewage, because you have to have a hazmat crew. And our insurance, that is renter's insurance and my landlord's insurance, won't cover it.
That helps explain why Garland City has declared a state of emergency. Mayor Todd Miller says flooding tends to come to Garland every, 10 years or so. But he's never seen it this bad.
Almost every house in Garland's got groundwater problems. Almost every one of them's pumping out of their sump pumps into the storm drain so we can get it down to the river. That's the real cure, is to get the water out of the fields and out of the homes and down to the river where it can leave instead of just pulling up and causing damage.
Miller says he thinks the reason this year is so much worse is water pumped out of other areas, like Tremonton, has flowed across the fields and into his town.